Maseches Damai, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, 3:1. A very important Mishnah. It says, Ma'achilin es ha'aniyim damai. One is allowed to feed aniyim, poor people, damai, meaning without taking the tithes. One just simply has to inform them that it's damai, and then if the ani wants to take upon himself to take the tithes, he is certainly allowed to, but we do not require that to happen. Ves ha'chsanya, also damai. One also may feed the achsanya with damai. According to the Bar Tanura, an achsanya is a soldier, Jewish soldiers that are passing through, where the burden to feed them falls upon the local population. So, since these soldiers have nothing at the moment and have a din of being like poor people, we're lenient and we allow the local populace to feed these soldiers with demai produce. The other pshat, not the Barthanos pshat, but others, most others, the Rambam, etc., learn that achsanya is talking about a guest, that a person who is being machnes oreach, who's bringing in a poor person to have a place to stay. So he treats that guest who has no other wherewithal to support himself as a poor person and can feed him with demai. Rabban Gamliel, haya ma'achel es polav demai. Rabban Gamliel held it was mutter to feed his workers who were working in his property, but they were aniyim, to pay them and feed them in demai. The custom in that time and place was when actually provided food for workers, and since they are legally aniyim, Rabban Gamliel felt it was mutter to feed them demai. However, the halacha doesn't follow him. The Chacham said, no, one can't settle his financial obligations with demai. And one has a basic financial obligation to provide what's normal to his workers, in this case, food. The mission now continues with a new point. We're talking now about people who are collecting food for distribution to the local poor. Now, we have a potential problem here in that some people who are going to be donating the food cannot be relied upon to take the proper hafrashas, and others who are receiving the food can't be relied upon to take the proper hafrashas. So, Beis Shammai has a simple solution. He says, let's keep track of the food, and that which comes from people who are strict we'll give to those who are lenient, and the food that came from those who are lenient we'll give to people who are strict. The Mishnah says inside, Gabay Tadaka, when people are collecting food for distribution, Beishamir Omrim, Nosin es hamo'osa l'sheinu ma'aser. Those who are collecting the food for further distribution to the local poor will keep the food they collect in two separate batches. Some food was collected from people who can be relied to take tithes, and others can't. So therefore the Mishnah says, Nosin es hama'us l'sheinu ma'aser, that which was collected from those who do tithe reliably will should be distributed to families who don't necessarily tithe properly. Ve'esheinu ma'usar l'ma'aser, and that which is collected from families who don't tithe properly could be distributed to families who are poor and can be relied upon nevertheless to tithe properly, and therefore it'll work out that Nimtzu kol ha'adam ochlin musukan, it'll work out that everyone is eating tithed food ultimately. The Chacham said that's a terrible idea. Why? Because then people will see that their food is put into another category, their donation wasn't good enough for the rabbi, so to speak, and they'll end up giving less or nothing at all. And therefore, the Chacham's shita is instead, govin stam u'machalkin stam. You collect indifferently into a single batch, and you distribute indifferently from that collection batch. Barot l'saken yisaken, and whoever wants to tithe as a recipient, the demai he is allowed to, of course, and he can, or more power to him. And according to some shitas, he actually has an obligation to do so. That's the Rambam shita. But be that as it may, we as gove sadaka, collectors of sadaka, distribute indiscriminately, so as not to offend donors, thereby ultimately receiving less, which would be, of course, at the great expense of the aniyim.